Welcome back to West Kent Radio. I'm Mona Shanae, and here's the second half of my conversation with the one and only Chris Amu from The Real Thing.
And that's really what it's all about. You know, people come because they want to hear them favourite songs like You to Me, Feel the Force, and, you know, all them type of things. And I just think it's a fantastic idea. I didn't put it together. You get promoters who do that. But it's we've worked together a lot.
Well, that sounds great. And it's actually serendipity, you know, whereas it just falls in, the universe just puts it in there for you.
Absolutely.
On that note, on the night of the 31st, is there any different way of performing that you might bring to the stage because it's such a monumental time of 50 years that you might be doing that you wouldn't ordinarily be doing?
We've been The Real Thing since I was 14.
Wow.
And we're The Real Thing now. We've never changed. We've never, ever replaced anyone who we've lost. And as you know, we've lost two.
Right.
Because A, we never thought, we always knew they were irreplaceable. So what was the point in trying to replace? And we are still The Real Thing from 14, when we were 14. That's the way it'll always be. And there won't be anything different on stage, except maybe to change a song in like we've always done for 50 years.
Wow. That sounds fantastic. So many groups do change and reinvent themselves to a point where you ask yourself, am I actually seeing this group or am I seeing something else that I didn't come to see?
Yeah, that's the difficulty. Because one thing we've never allowed ourselves to do is sit still, stand still. We've always, always kept ourselves to a point where if people are coming in to see us that are coming in for the nostalgia thing, we also want them to go out happy as well. And not just for the nostalgia thing, because it brings a lot of new people in who you wouldn't know. So a lot of the younger ones that are coming in to see us, they are actually very, very much in to that album. And that we know for a fact, because we've been told by our publishers. So it's like, if you stand still, when you come to see us, you might as well just be walking back into the 70s. When you come to The Real Thing, you're not walking back into the 70s, but you're appreciating something that's from the 70s that you can still enjoy now without losing anyone. Without, we always know we've got to please the people who loved You to Me and come in, and they will always be there. And we will never, ever make them feel that's not what we come to see, you know, because we won't change. The energy won't ever change. The way we work our audiences to give them enjoyment will never change. What will change is we'll have new songs in the show that maybe they've never heard before, but they won't have heard before. And they're written with everybody in mind. I'm not just going to go out and try and do a big hip-hop thing. I mean, for Christ's sake, I'm 72 years old, so I'm not going to go in and try and be this big hip-hop thing or even try to write it. What I try to do when I'm writing songs is just write a nice song, because it doesn't matter what's the beat. It doesn't matter what's behind it. First and foremost, it has to be a good song. And that's what I try to do when I'm writing. I try to write a good song that will appeal, that people will go, that's a nice song. They might not be able to go and dance to it in a club or whatever, but they'll, that's a nice song. I enjoyed listening to that. Like, you can't dance to Children of the Ghetto, can you?
No.
And yet it's very popular all over the world. People like Mary J. Blige, Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind & Fire, Courtney Pine. I can't tell you the amount of people that have covered Children of the Ghetto. I can't begin to tell you. There's too many. You can check it out yourself. There's too many. And you can't dance to that. It's just a good song. And that's what I try to do when I'm being creative.
And you have mastered that as the legend you are.
I'm no legend, believe you me. You know, but it's great that we're still able to do what we set out to do at 14 years old.
Yes, you've kept it alive, and that's the most important thing, and you're keeping it vibrant and relevant for today, which is something that we all need, the richness of the talent that you bring on stage.
That's what we're trying to do. You know, honestly, we love it. That's the main thing. We love doing it, because I was never going to be a bricklayer. I was never going to, you know, this is what we were always going to do. And the funny thing is that our aim, because me and Dave, who are The Real Thing now, actually formed the band from our youth clubs. And the only thing we ever wanted to do was get the audience going. That was the main objective of going on stage. Get the audience going. We didn't think of records, because we were doing covers in that at the time. We just thought, let's get the audience going. And it's the sort of thing that we've carried with us right through to now. The important thing is the audience. And when we went with a lot of the American bands, you know, like Rolls Royce and Chalamet, bands like that, they all come up to and say, how do you get that? How do you get them going like that? You know, but it's something that we've always done.
It's indescribable, the actual sound. It's in between your voice, between the music, and the vibe of just all of it together that just gets you going. I know exactly what you mean by that.
And some people, you know, they've got great voices, but there's more to it than having a great voice. In this day and age now, you've got to have that something different. Otherwise, you're just another one of a batch of amazing singers. You know what I'm saying when I say that? You know, it's like when you go on stage, it's not just a case of being able to sing your songs. You've got to be able to project your songs while you're singing it, you know? And that takes a bit of skill to do that. You can't just go on and just do song after song after song. And it doesn't matter if every song's a hit. You've got to be able to communicate with, you've got to make the audience feel that they're part of that song while you're singing it, you know?
Like I said, you are a legend, and that's for sure. And I'm not going to take that back, Chris. And with that said, your show is the 31st of July. What's after that? I know you'll be touring, but do you have other things in mind?
For me, it's making music. It's making music. I'm in the middle now of doing a new album with the band. We've got about 30 songs that we've got to decide, which we're going to sort of record and things. And that's going to be that's my main aim at this point. 50 years, we want to get a new, because we did a current album 3 years ago, which was great. You know, it really was. I mean, so proud of that. A brand new day album.
Yes.
And I'm so proud of that. So we're going to do another album. That's priority. Obviously, we'll carry on with our touring. We're going to France. We're going to Holland. We're doing like a lot of touring with the festivals and things like that. And hopefully, we've just been awarded Citizen of Honour, by the way, in our home city of Liverpool.
Congratulations.
You know, which was fantastic. And they're talking about doing a statue. Legend statue.
Didn't I just call it a legend?
Yeah. And in anticipation, I've written a nice song for that. So if it ever comes out that we get a statue, you may hear the song. If we don't get the statue, you won't hear the song probably. But the main things is, right, getting this album together and continuing touring. That's what we've always done. I can't think of anything else. I can't.
And I cannot either. I cannot, because you've said so much that I just saw a decade splash before me of all the work that all of you have done and all the lives that you've touched with the music. The vibes that you've given everyone, when I listen and hear on the radio, when I play on my vinyl, it's one of those feel-good times that I look forward to each time I hear you. So thank you so much for adding that extra value to our lives, my life, and everyone else who's listened to you.
That's lovely. I'm just glad that we've had that effect on people, you know. Make people happy. That's my motto. Make people happy, man. Even if they're listening to a sad song, make them happy.
Yes, indeed. Sometimes music even makes the saddest songs the greatest songs, don't they?
Absolutely. I always think that the best thing we've ever recorded as a band is Children of the Ghetto. It's certainly the best song that we've ever written. And it makes me tremendously happy when I listen to it and when people play it. And I know the effect it has on people around the world who sometimes do like to get a little bit deeper, maybe, into music. And it makes them tremendously sort of satisfied to hear that type of song, because they've grown up maybe in the same type of environment and they can relate to it, you know? And even if they don't live in the same type of environment, it lets people know who are more advantaged what it's like not to be advantaged.
Indeed, indeed. Chris, thank you so much for your time. I cannot wait until the 31st. July cannot get here any quicker for me, because I'm going to be there.
That's great.
Jiving, you know, smiling, clapping, and listening to every single word, every single lyric that you have there on stage. So thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, and look forward to meeting you.
Likewise.
What an absolute pleasure it's been talking to Chris Amu, a true gentleman whose music has brought joy to generations. And if you'd like to experience that magic live, The Real Thing will be appearing at the Assembly Hall Theater at Tumber 12s on the 31st of July. My thanks goes out to Chris for joining us and for you for listening. I'm Mona Cheney. This has been West Kent Radio.